This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block. Officials in Jordan say the flood of Syrian refugees into the kingdom is now a threat to both its security and stability. That grim assessment was delivered by Jordan's King Abdullah at the White House last week and repeated yesterday at the UN Security Council. More than 500,000 Syrian refugees have crossed into Jordan. And as NPR's Deborah Amos reports, that number is expected to hit 1 million by the end of the year.
I'm standing in Jordan's fastest growing city. There's little running water, not much electricity. This is the Zaatari refugee camp, and it's home to more than 100,000 Syrian refugees.
This is a city, not one that anybody would want to create if they had a choice. It's certainly not urban planning at its best.
That's Carolyn Gluck with Oxfam, one of the aid agencies working here in Zaatari. She takes us down the camp's main street, where refugees have set up makeshift shops selling everything from wedding dresses to ice cream.
Vanilla and chocolate?
Yes. Chocolate or milk.
There are grocery shops. A tailor produces curtains to keep out the dust. Most refugees live in tents provided by the UN Refugee Agency. A more fortunate few live in caravans, a prefab house with a floor and a door that locks. Here, we meet 26-year-old Luka, the only name she gives. Her family is still in Damascus. The caravan is spotless. She has a small library of books from her university studies. 5 months pregnant, she lives here with her husband. Zaatari camp is now home, the place where her baby will be born.
This is our kitchen. Not the flies. And this is our table.
For many Syrians, cooking restores some dignity amid all the loss. When her husband's family had to flee Syria, she called and asked them to pack some Syrian olive oil.
It is so important.
When you cook Syrian food, you can forget for a minute that you're a refugee?
Of course. Not for a minute, for hours.
She arrived in January, suffered through the snow and the rain. Now summer is fast on the way. The temperatures are already rising, along with the dust and the flies.
I don't like coming here, and I don't like the camp. I don't like Jordan.
Aid workers in Jordan say they are overwhelmed by the job of providing services for a population that grows by more than 1,000 every single day, says Gluck.
It's just a feeling that it's a flood that never ends. We are only providing the very basics here. They're getting the bare minimum.
The bare minimum is never enough. Fights and protests are common. Jordanian security forces are stationed at the entrance to the camp and struggle to maintain order here. Jordanian officials also struggle to keep up with the numbers. Anmar Al-Hamoud heads the steering committee for Syrians in Jordan. In his office, he shows me the latest statistics.
April, 48,260.
And do you expect that number again in May?
Of course, we'll expect more.
So it rises a little every month.
It is rising every month, definitely.
Jordan's cities are bearing an even larger burden because the majority of refugees live in urban areas outside the refugee camps. Many of them are competing for low-wage jobs. Now that summer is approaching, life for the refugees and the Jordanians who host them is about to get worse. Jordan is one of the most water-stressed countries in the world. This rapid influx of refugees has already strained the water system to the breaking point, says journalist Awad El-Anani.
Can you imagine, for instance, just as a simple exercise, how this is going to impact our plans for health, education, social services, demographic housing? I think that the situation is becoming very difficult in Jordan. I call it a real threat.
Deborah Amos, NPR News, Amman, Jordan.